signed in, please sign in front of the chair. And now we will move on to the approval of the agenda. Please take a moment to review the agenda.
Hello, good morning. Quick question.
Yeah.
When you do the yes, no, do we still stay quiet? Or if our name is printed, we can now say aye and
yes,
nay?
Yes, so the name tag is because you filled out the application.
Great.
And it went through the approvals through our other committee.
Okay.
So yes, you are official.
Great.
Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
Sure, motion to approve the agenda.
Okay. First by Ali. Second. Everly, do you want a second?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we move to a vote. All those in favor of the agenda, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please signify by saying nay. Any abstentions? Okay, the agenda is approved, and now we'll move on to the approval of the previous minutes. Please take a moment to review the previous minutes.
Big hero.
Yeah.
Hero sex.
Yeah. My name is Morgan, and we live in Frozen.
What is it?
Frozen.
Oh.
It's Ashley's favorite. I'm Liza, and Hermione will be Elsa for Halloween.
Oh.
But my favorite cartoon movie is Up.
I'm Lily, and my favorite movie is Tangled.
I'm Allie. My favorite movie is Sing right now.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Minnie. My favorite one is Shrek.
Mm-hmm. My name is Kimberly. My favorite one is also Tangled.
Mm-hmm. My name is Sally. My favorite movie is Coco.
Mm-hmm. My name is Rowena, and my favorite movie back in the day was Beauty and the Beast. Mm-hmm. But now it's Louie.
Between Tom and Jerry, and it just always brings like good memories to me. So We had a pretty good attendance. At my last count, I believe there was 80. People started going to the bathroom at the end, so then I kind of lost track, but there was 80 folks that showed up. I think things that went better this time was planning a little bit more ahead of time, so we had a little bit more lead time in advertising the event. I think we may have found the golden time of when to have it. So like we always go back and forth between, do we do it before lunch or after nap or whatever the case may be. So I think early morning is key, because if you can attend, then you will, and it's not in the middle of the nap time, because usually if we do something after 2 o'clock, that's still sort of people's nap times. So I look forward to us trying to plan that again. Thankful to our government affairs office for footing the bill on the license for the movie. And as far as I know, those that attended had a good time. One of the things that we did a little differently was with the sound and the lighting. We didn't turn down the lights at all this time, so it wasn't as scary. And then the volume, I would say, at times was really low. However, the interesting thing was the kids didn't talk. Like, you know, often you think there's going to be a lot of chatter and you can't hear, but I think because they were engaged in whatever they were watching, there wasn't a lot of chatter. But it wasn't too loud, because you know how movies are, like surround sound, and so I didn't feel like there was scary parts when things were exploding and crashing. So if anyone who attended wants to share their experience and give feedback, that'd be good.
Yeah, I personally, I like the movie, I like the turnout, I like the snacks that we had, the churro, the popcorn, and
fruit snacks,
they were good. Zion said through the whole movie this time, so that was nice. Overall, success.
I did not go, but a 9-10 a.m. is just an absolute sweet spot.
And then, okay.
I'd never think that 9 is too early. I feel like anyone who has any child that goes here, it's just like, yes, I've got something to do. We can finish it, make home for lunch, nap, we're great. So.
Yes.
Okay, so we're looking at recruitment for our vice chair. This is only our second meeting of the semester, so there's, again, a lot of newness, but we would like to see that we fill that position this semester. Just as a brief overview of our charter, so it doesn't need to be a student, it just needs to be a parent who sits on the board and is a voting member. I will take volunteers. It is an appointed position, so it's not like our chair position where we take it to vote. So, Mr. Victor, he's delivering our lunch. He's great.
Yeah, it's like large.
Yeah. He's worked every year. He reads the menu every day when he unloads the truck.
All the kids are so good.
He has the best job.
So cute.
Not all at once raising your hand. There's room for everybody, but I can talk to anyone offline if they're interested in the position. And really what it is, it's just, again, supporting this group together. Importantly, it's supporting Rashid in his role so that, you know, really it would be like a co-team in us trying to manage the board as a whole. So. We'll talk more after that, so.
All right. All right, we'll move on to the planning board events for the coming year.
Yes, so it was mentioned in our last meeting about Barnes & Noble, so we just want to open up conversation right now about, you know, what do we want to see this semester as far as planning from the board. Finished our first one, the movie event. So, we want to start with
we've done a few times in the last 2 years. We didn't do it last year, so that is a fundraising event where there's a percentage given back from Barnes & Noble. Typically, they do a week-long event and a one-day in-person event. So there's 1 day in that planned week where you can go in-store at the location when you're at Rosemont to make purchases. So that's part of the event. And then the week-long event is online, so we also send out information so that families have the opportunity to send out to family and friends to also participate and make purchases on their website, and we will still get a percentage in that way. Yeah. Other things that we did in conjunction with that event was to also do an eat-out fundraiser on the day of the in-person event. So Grossmont has a number of eateries that we have. I think that was pretty much that's decided on the date of the in-person event if they coincide with one another. So I know last year we did Rubio's, we've done Panera, Panda Express, and those are just kind of what's, yeah, we did Cold Stone. I don't remember what else is out there. But it just depends if they're available on that same night, then it just kind of works that way. And then also we've planned with our Child and Family Development Student Org, where they have some of their volunteers and committee members do a story time in the children's area of the bookstore. So they'll read stories in like 10-minute increments and for about an hour. So is that something we want to do this semester?
Yes. Can we hear some past events just to give us an idea?
Oh, absolutely. So we've done that. A lot of our fundraisers that we do are eat-out fundraisers. Like we've tried to do different restaurants, trying to get the appeal for, you know, to-go places seem to be our best bet. You guys are very busy when we pick up after here and go. Like, that's our goal. It's like, get kids home, feed them, bath, if you have homework from school-age kids, and then bedtime. So our window is about this small for anything after school. Some other events that we've done, most recently we did a collaboration with a community garden. So there was an event that this board and the Green Love Commission board did, where they did a tour of the children's garden. They did a scavenger hunt and they made a salad there. And so that was an event that this board organized.
What's easier, doing a lot of events that like have small amounts of kind of revenue and turn back, or to really double down on a large event that would bring in more?
I would say for fundraising, it is almost easier. Like, this is kind of why we focus on it as far, just because there is giving fatigue to our families. I think we just kind of always surrounded like these fundraisers because it's created an opportunity get together outside of program hours, and I think that that sense of community is what we've seen in the last few years that families have wanted to have that opportunity to have. So it's kind of why the board has planned those things, because it's not a center event and it's just you know, volunteer opportunity for families to get together.
Okay.
So
to Ali's point, like an appropriate number would be two or three a semester.
That's usually about what we do, yes. Some other events, and then we did the movie event. One of the other activities we do, which isn't necessarily in the fall semester, is staff appreciation. So typically we align that with National Teacher Appreciation Week, which is usually in April. April.
Mm-hmm. We kind of moved it the last couple years to be the last week of the semester for the students, because it kind of coincides with like our end of the semester kind of celebration.
Tell me what week that is.
It's usually May, like
in
the first week in May.
Okay.
Yeah.
So some of the events are specific to family connections and or fundraising. Other things that this board is supporting is really staff, student and staff appreciation, but support in that way, whether that be with training, appreciation, or services and resources that they may need. So some of the events that were planned on behalf of the staff is another collaboration with Green Love. So in one of our end of the year events that we typically host for our student staff, Green Love was asked to come and do an activity with our staff. And so they had this whole setup for our staff to do. They did bracelet making and talked about sustainability. So that was well received. We've also done wellness opportunity for our staff. And so again, we partnered with Aztec Rec and we had one of their staff come out and do yoga with our staff at end of the semester event. So things like that. So there's different opportunities, whether it's for family support, for family connections, and then for staff and student support. Those are really our main goals here, is to support our students, whether that's in the capacity of student parents or student employees. I feel like we've done a few more things.
Have you ever considered like having a theme for a year? So for example, your main fundraising goal is to fix the garden in the back. So just to help focus and narrow, because clearly there's a lot of things we can do. If it was more thematic, that look, this is the end goal, you're gonna pumpkin patch activity and tie it back to the goal of the garden and keep that theme consistent throughout the year. To make it like a more rounded out experience that it has itself, and then you can have it targeted towards, you know, if you want a student or a parent, family, whatever, those engagements with each of them, and then you can figure that out. But that can help to focus and frame like why we're doing events and like when and the purpose of it to create the more unified experience, I guess, for everyone. Which is,
I don't think we've done that in recent years, so
yeah.
I mean, ultimately, the funds are all going towards to
the garden
right now. So,
yeah.
I
mean,
but
we usually pick kind of a theme, but I don't know how much we
tie it
in.
Just kind of
saying
it's an event.
Yeah.
It's only during news for our work that focus is really highlighted.
I think it'll just will really help with decision making from our end, and like what type of events and why and when and how and all that.
Okay.
And the staff choose a theme.
Initiate that. So would you, is it kind of like cold calling? Like, hey, we work for a nonprofit. This is who we are. Do you offer any kind of like group discounts and or percentage donation? And then they just tell you yes or no?
Yes, that pretty much.
Yeah? Okay. Great.
Usually this group is the one and
okay.
You guys come up with the idea and then you're calling and, you know, your connections that you might already have, or you're just, like you said, cold calling places.
Okay.
And a lot of places and restaurants do that, like,
So, you know, different places have different rules. Like,
yes,
they can do fundraisers any night of the week, or they maybe have a night that they only do fundraisers. I know Woodstocks has done it for us, and that's been very successful for us because it's easy and it's close.
Okay.
And parents can just pick up a pizza and go home, or staff can pick up a pizza and go home. You don't necessarily have to stay there.
Okay.
So that's been nice, so places like that. Otherwise, you know, we're a big group. But if you have a choice to either stay or pick up, that's been helpful.
Okay. And do you have any sorry, just one more question.
Yeah,
if we start, like, say I were to call people between now and our next board meeting, and then I would have to report out, like, options for this group, what's, like, the turnout? Like, they're going to want to know previous experiences or turnout from people.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have kind of, like, a baseline? Like, we usually have this many participants at an eatery.
Based on our, so we usually say 200, about 200 families would potentially attend.
Okay. We're waiting to hear back for the Barnes & Noble date to line up the restaurant, right? So that's, like, a pin in it till we have that date.
Do we need to contact Barnes & Noble?
Yes.
We would like to
contact.
We'd like to call.
Oh, I can contact them. Okay. And just speak to a manager?
Yes.
Okay, great. No problem. And then I was just thinking...
I'm pretty open.
I was going to call a couple restaurants within the close vicinity and maybe align it with a day of Aztec football or soccer. And so then you could even hopefully catch some of, like, the sports teams and this and, like, the whole night for more money.
Right.
Especially.
Brought up a memory of other events that we've done. So this group has also reached out to athletics, different departments from baseball, softball, women's basketball. Men's basketball is really hard to get. And football. So in years past, this is before Snapdragon was open, so we had done a football event where families were allowed to come and we basically tailgated in the parking lot. And then right before the game, we got to go on the field with the cheerleaders. So that's been at least, that was way before COVID. But it's really fun. And it just depends on our connections. Like, I don't believe any of our staff are on
the show. We did a soccer game and a baseball game.
We did. And so reaching out to those folks might be good.
So my husband's the soccer coach here. So whatever you guys want with athletics, we can happen. I mean,
okay.
Football's a little, like, out of our league because they just, they're
yeah,
so fancy.
So, like, any live sports, like, they're cheering and having a good time.
Great.
So,
okay. Great.
Okay.
What'd you say? I don't know why.
Okay.
Oh, awesome.
I was like, oh, I know that.
So I was thinking of lining up those games with a local eatery. So anything by Snapdragon or here, I'll call a couple restaurants just to get an estimate. And then maybe a fall event, so like an apple picking, pumpkin picking, and see what kind of, like, rates or what we can get back. How does that sound?
Sounds good. She's not here today, but Brandy.
Oh, yeah.
She knows the person for the pumpkin patch.
Yes. Okay.
Like, maybe we'll start with emailing her.
I'll text her. Okay. Yeah. Great.
Cool.
Great.
That's awesome.
Okay.
Well, I'm the team manager.
Is there an annual fundraising goal that we try to hit every year? Do we know what that number is?
We don't have the number yet. I mean, right now it's usually, right now it's continuation for ASPR, not for the garden. So usually we set it at
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, Liza knows it.
Okay. Love that.
Then I think maybe once we know dates and whatnot, then it'll decide if it'll make it on the calendar for the semester or if it'll get pushed into the spring semester.
Great.
Are there other ideas or events that we want to talk about? Like, these are just things, like I said, that we've done in the past. We don't have to stick to those. It's all in really what you guys want to plan.
So again, I'm new to the area, so I'm not really familiar with what works well with families and children down here. But I really enjoyed Liberty Station, and I noticed they had like their putt-putt, and so I didn't know if like that was something that maybe would be like accessible, easy for those families, like going there and playing a little round of putt-putt golf, and then that like contributes towards our funding as well. I don't know.
No, that's a great idea. We go there all the time. We don't pay because it's like $15-$20. We just ask to maybe hit the ball for 5 minutes, and they usually let us do it for free. But the kids my age, so four, they can probably do like three holes, and then they go into like the water and the rocks.
Yeah.
But Liberty Station is a really great space.
Yeah.
So we should definitely explore that.
Do you think that they are like separate vendors? Because I know that there's so many different areas in there.
We
saw
by the Loma.
That's hard because I have no idea. I feel like because they have that big grassy area that I don't know, like the markets will go into, but then you have all the restaurants and businesses around them. And then right across the street, you have a park.
Yeah.
So that there's a huge park and grass, like grassy knoll. So that is a really great space.
Well, I know for the family event. Yeah, I know for the park, it's probably run by the city. So I've been to birthday parties there, and so I know they still have to get a reservation and a permit for all the stuff that's there. So
okay.
I'm assuming that's through the city of San Diego.
Okay.
But what are you envisioning, Sally? Like a family event to like families?
Yeah, just like if it would be at the Barnes & Nobles or Pumpkin Patch, just like an event where families could come and the proceeds go to our donation fund.
Got it. Okay.
Again, like, I don't know, because
yeah.
It's like so many vendors.
I would think that if you had a morning putt-putt, you could ask them, like, could we have the first hour that you're open?
Uh-huh.
But then we would have to make sure that the restaurants around them are also open at that time, just so they could do food and putt-putt. And then I think the later might be, after nap would be hard. Harder.
Yeah.
Maybe not on the Monday.
And they're probably busier, too.
Yeah. Because then you have the golf, like, the real people golfers right behind them. And then you have to like block off the last hole because it takes your ball. Mm-hmm. And so like if you have a kid, they go straight for that first like hole and then they lose their ball. And it's just tears and tears. And you're like, it's
spoken from experience.
So maybe, do you want to call them?
I'll look into it.
Okay,
great. And then I'll also look into like maybe other aspects in Liberty Station, not just the putt-putt, and see the kind of like what the best options, and I'll bring them to the next meeting.
Okay.
Should we assume that we have $0 to start?
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly. Yes.
And it goes a long way, you know, because we are serving students. You know, that's usually part of our sales pitch is that, you know, we are working with low-income students and families, and that's really why we're at. It's gotten harder, but a lot of the things that we were able to obtain last year, as far as donations, like people are giving out stuff, and a lot of newer business, especially mom and pop businesses, like we had Lifelines, and there's forgot the name. It's in University Heights. It was it's kind of like Crumble, but they have more of a hip hop vibe. And so they just came
part of the planning process is just understanding where their budgetary restraints are, because obviously they have to plan out for a year or two. So it's all about timing, because if you call 1 minute too late, they've already helped out mm-hmm. five other people, and so then we have to get a no.
So. It's a beginning of the year right now for most.
Mm-hmm.
I think now's a good time to start for AIDS for our donations too, because some of those are, if you wait until March or February right before the event, then it's usually too late.
Yeah. All right, so we've got quite a few things going on over here. Let's see.
So I think the Barnes & Noble event is so great because you are not obligated to purchase anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so any event that you can have a free community attend, it's to buy something is just optional, right, for that. So that's nice, I think, for anyone, just to make sure that we are inclusive of everyone. But other surrounding daycares ask for a lot more, at least 7 to 8 specific at the center donations. So I always have my friends are texting me and they're like, I'm getting hit up again. And I was like, not me. It's all optional. So.
And that's part of because we do work with students and, there's not that expectation. I mean, there are many feeding families here, but we can't obligate students who don't have the means to donate even more.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
What percentage of the center is
that is a great question. So of our families right now, we have 196 families. About, don't quote me on this, but I'm just trying to remember, we have about 40 families that are students, and of that 40, about 25 of them are funded. And then the next largest percentage is faculty staff. So that's about 30% of 200 families, and the rest are majority of our alumni members are either students who recently graduated and just continued their enrollment for their children. But we do have, I would say, 5% are community, pure community, have no affiliation with SDSU other than that they thought we were awesome and that they live close by.
For the Barnes & Noble event, who coordinates the child and family development work?
We just need to reach out. Carolyn Sanders, who sits on here, she is actually the director for that. So we just need to engage with her today so that she can speak with the chair for that board. And basically, once we identify the time we want to do, the chair will usually reach out to their members and say, okay, we need 10 people between this time to this time to meet with the class.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll keep Carolyn in the loop. She should be here in the next meeting. But anyways, she has students. She had a last-minute students meeting.
Right.
She's also an advisor for the department, so she's not here today. Okay. Any other discussion on that? This was great planning.
And any contracts that we would see signed by you?
Yes, or somebody above me. It just depends on what it is. But usually, if it's just fundraiser kind of thing, then yes, it would just come to me. Okay. We have a few officers' reports. So, Rashid was reaching out to our community here, to our student at Largus for our student support commission that he sits on as well. Unfortunately, this year the time frame changed, and so he's not able to attend that meeting. Sally is going to be attending those meetings in his absence, and so moving forward, starting next week, right, Monday, she'll be able to come back and report to us during the meetings what's happening on that side. Other news, right now we're just kind of working on all of teachers in the classrooms, they are identified with a badge that is purple in color, so they are in a non-paid capacity, and so they're being supervised directly by either the master teacher or the supervisor, depending on what time their shift is. But we're excited to have them, just because extra hands in the classroom are always a good thing. But I think some of you saw when we do the replacement day, we had like people lined up to come into this room just to find the spot that they could work in. So we're looking forward to that. You get an email reminder from me, so it is that time of year where our meal benefit forms are required. So for the meal benefit program. So as far as tuition is concerned, it's a, you know, we already factored that into our program, so it's not an additional cost of food that's provided here. We utilize the federal food program because of our contracts with the state through the Department of Education. What the food program does for all of us, whether or not we are income qualifying, is that it reimburses the center for a portion of the cost of the food program. And so in return, we implement the required requirements, such as making sure that the food is nutritionally balanced, so there's specific portion requirements for each of the food groups, and then there's that four-week menu cycle that we have. So whether or not you feel like your income qualifies, we do get a certain amount of funds returned to the center for every application that's filled in. So those are due today. If you need a copy, the front desk has them, or you can email back a copy.
Yay!
And if you have more than one child in the program, you can just fill out one. It seems, I don't know, I get confused where I have to fill that out, but we all know the children don't make money, but they ask for all members of the household. So under what you would list the incomes, you can still put your children's name and put a little zero by their name.
Don't do negative money.
That would make sense. I would throw in a pet or two of mine if I could. But yeah, just the children's names and yourselves. Let's see what else. Back to school night is on the horizon, so the Save the Day will be going out today. So that is October 11th, so that's on our Friday time. And let's see what else is happening. Friday, October is typically when we participate in the national. The Great American Shakeout. So October is National Earthquake Preparedness, and so we do participate in that. So while you guys are all in class or at work, we do participate at 10:10 on October 17th. So we go on the intercom and we just say, "There's an earthquake." Practice with all of the staff trying to get away from the windows and doors and anything that will fall. So typically if you're in the classroom at that moment, the children and teachers all gather in the middle of the room and kind of duck and cover as best you can with 24 littles, you know, in preschool. And we do the same if we're outside. So a lot of times if you're at Memory Park, they're out on the mound because that's probably the biggest space where there's wide and open there. So every month, try to do a monthly evacuation. So in the month of October, in lieu of our evacuation fire drills, we participate in the shakeouts. So it's good to know because we are very safe-minded here. And then other events that we have in this semester, usually on October 31st, we participate in pajama days. So it's always fun to come in your pajamas. As a kids, as adults, we think it's a grand idea until about 10 o'clock and we're like, want to go take a nap, but we can. Or like me, when I have to go to a meeting on campus and I'm in pajamas, so I always bring extra clothes. But that's what October is looking like. I don't usually tell families, but I'm going to tell this group. So after today, I am going on a planned vacation and leaving the country, so you won't see me on the board, but Sarah will be here. Many emails going out scheduled to just keep us in the loop. But yeah, I probably won't be checking my email as frequently. But we are.
You shouldn't check it at all.
I know, I have to turn off the computer. I figured that out. But yes, we did. And Caroline's not here, so I don't really know information on the faculty. And we are still looking for an advisor from the student affairs side of campus. Anybody have any announcements they want to make for the good of the group? So in our next meeting, we'll reconvene and just see where we are with all these updates, and hopefully we can solidify some dates that we'll put out and start marketing some great events that we're going to have. If you haven't done so already, just a reminder as we progress with our semester on the board, if you haven't already filled out the volunteer application, the QR code is right there and you're going to sign in. For those of you who did do it, your application was sent to the Student Affairs Commission, and so it goes through the approval process, and so you were added. And so what that means is you're officially a voting member of the committee. And so I believe everyone's on there. I'll have to check the roster today, and if you're not on there yet, it either means that you're just not on the agenda yet, or
who runs the social media for this?
That would be me.
Great. Do you have any?
I'm not great at that, but we do have support from our marketing and graphics department for associated students. So technically, it's in my hands, literally on my phone. But we are trying to get more. We just haven't. That's an avenue we haven't utilized very much. Just had a conversation with our associate director for marketing. They have now a student who is supporting that department that is going to be working with myself and other departments to help those social media networks, because it's kind of an untapped resource. I would say it has evolved because as a center, it's not a platform we utilize very much, because it just doesn't make sense to be posting our children and that we're having something in the classroom, like that's, we have protective rights for all of our consents, I would say. So we don't utilize that social media in that way. We utilize it many times for events that we have, and so it's not ongoing. So it's just kind of event-based. So there's a lot of posts when ASVAR is happening. There's a lot of that's a good marketing tool as you reach out to other companies, and so we usually end up tagging them or adding them as a follower, because then we'll say, thank you for your donation, and then they get a little bit of recognition in that way. So that's how I got the cookie place. I said, oh, I saw you online. And so I feel like they got more business for our thank you we had posted during that event, all the cookies. So that's a great way to do that. And we do that as we start getting into planning for ASVAR. We do what I guess sponsorships with those companies. And so as they donate items, they are all on our marketing materials, so like our brochures, and then on our website for ASVAR, we advertise for them and acknowledge their donation. So that's kind of the exchange for their donation, is that we donate in advertising in that way for them.
Great
questions.
I was just going to ask, for the student affairs position, is it more for them, for someone to sit on our board and bring back information to them? Or is it like, for example, can I be a student affairs advisor on this board but not directly join?
Unfortunately, that position is a faculty position.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's an advisor. That position is an advisor, like myself, who would be sitting. They work in that department, and then they're bringing information and sitting on our board.
Okay.
Yeah, but we would love that. And any other questions? It's Friday, guys. I'm ready for the weekend. Please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, signify by saying nay.